Kabi Amder Kecha. On page Kuf Yud Aleph, the Avodah of Tikkun HaMidos, the yisod of what the Mechaber here is explaining is that unless there's a Avodah Sharashit, meaning to get to the bottom of the Midos, of where they come from, just trying to work on the surface of patching up issues and problems that we have with our Midos, it's very, very hard to change one's life in such a way. It's very hard. There can be some good improvements and changes, but they're generally not long lasting. In order to really bring about something permanent and real, one has to get to the Shirish. And we learned that the Shirish, of course, of the Midas, the parents, the Abba and the Ima of the Midas are the Marchin, Chachma, Bina, and Das. Chachma and Bina are the parents. Thinking. And we were talking about that, to have a Behirus HaMoach, to have that clarity, Emunah, and so on. We were talking about that. And the Abba and the Ima, Chachma and Bina, when they're healthy, so then the offspring of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, and so on, the offspring, the Midas, can be repaired in a real way. And in addition to that clarity of thinking that we were talking about, there needs to also be zikuch halev, that the heart needs to be a clay kibble to receive these machshavas. That there should be able to be this connection of yadata hayom v'ashevos alavavecha. So on page Kuf Yud Aleph, on the left side, Oiz Dalad, that's where we're up to. Kuf Yud Aleph, Oiz Dalad, HaKelim, is a bonus of Mashava. L'kach tzorech lavoid, l'chazik es behiwus yidiyas mitzias Hashem es barom. Ki ateva v'chol inyonei ha'olam ha'balbalum u'matash d'shem es ha'emes. One has to constantly work on clarifying and refining and deepening this yidiyas mitzias Hashem, because teva, the world, and all that takes place in our lives causes there to be a bilbul and a tishtus, confusion, and a vagueness regarding the truth. In addition, we have to work hard to purify the heart. And therefore, this milchama, the milchama with these midas, is something that it's not as if one works at it a little bit or puts in some effort one time and then everything is fine. It has to be constantly l'shanin to learn, to review again, to think about it, machshava v'dibur, to think it, to speak about it, l'atzmo with others, shuv v'shuv esam is the truth. Because the Messias, especially at the end of time, like Chazal say, at the end of the Gemara and Sait, the Chazal say that in Sanhedrin, that ha'emes tehein haderes, that we're living at a time in particular where truth, where things are just simply are not clear. The emes is not, the truth is very, very much hidden, and there needs to be constant review and repetition to speak about that to ourselves and to others. Actually, it is chazik v'tisbar v'az hasheker yaschil li'ikana, until finally sheker begins to give in, v'alev yaschil l'hargish es emes, that the heart should begin to feel the truth. L'moshel, for instance, imargish gaiva. If a person's honest and he sees that he has this problem with gaiva, with conceit, tzarech lezboinen v'lachshov, he has to think about it. Lo magili kovod yakom Hashem esbarach. This is a very, very posh, it's a simple machshava, but it has to be repeated over and over again. That when you have this feeling of gaiva, of covet, or you feel slighted by something, and so on, we'll talk about that more in a minute, you have to think about this, and not just to say, oh, this is ridiculous, but to think very clearly, what's the truth? The truth is, lo magili kavod. Lo magili kavod. You know, you were waiting to hear your name. There was an announcement in shul. We really want to thank all the chevra that worked so hard to make Yontif happen. And then and you're sitting there like this, and the two names, three names, and you figure, well, no, it's not alphabetical, but it must be that it should be coming up in the next name or two, because after all, I was one of the guys. I mean, I helped, and I put in a lot of kaiches to that. And the least I don't get paid as a volunteer. So the least I could enjoy is to hear my name, which the whole thing is so silly, but it's very, very normal, and it's understandable. It's very, very normal. And then the rabbi, whoever's making the announcement, just goes on to say, you know, wish everybody a great yontif, and thank you again for all the people who helped. And then he says something lame like, and if I forgot anybody, I'm really sorry. And you're thinking, yeah, that's not, that doesn't help me. You know, it doesn't help me. The little thing at the end, if I forget anybody, I apologize. It's not going to work, and I hate you. I hate you, I'll hate you forever. 30 years from now, I'm never going to forget that on the Shavuos Tavshin Pei Beis, I was put into this thing that said if I left anybody out. That's not, how could you do that to me? I put in 4 hours, I was taking this there, and I did this there, whatever, and I moved the Sefer Torah, whatever I did. So the person has to think with the behaviors, what's the truth? This Baruch Lo Magili Kavod. I should be happy that I got up in the morning. Lo Magili Kavod. There's no Kavod that's coming to me. Kakol Ma'ashem Isbarach. What he said, what I did, Akol Ma'ashem Isbarach. Akol Ma'ashiyesh Li Zeh Shelo. And whatever I have is Zeh Shelo. And to give it back to Hashem Isbarach. To give it back to Hashem. Whenever a person feels this way, like this is a lashon that you find a lot in the Yesh B'Tzisvar, to give it back to Hashem. Kvoydei Molei Olam. To give it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to demand it for yourself, not to expect it for yourself, but to give it back to Hashem as Baruch Hu. V'zerach pikodin b'yodi. Whatever I have is something that was given to me as a pikodin, to hold on to use in a good way. V'gam asher pa'alti v'etzlachti, zerach b'siyus shel Yishmael Yisbarach. And whatever I was able to do, and whatever I was able to mitzvah, it's only because Hashem's Baruch helped me. So my Yetzirah, what if the Yetzirah says, Avladayin, Har B'chol Zos Asisa Masha, okay, Hashem helped you. But B'chol Zos, you used your Bechira, and you did make the choice to go out and to do something, and to help, and to be involved. So you made that good choice. And certainly, Hashem Baruch wants a person to feel a sense of accomplishment and to feel good that upon doing something that's worthwhile, that's good. So the Yetzer then will take that. Says Avaladayin Har B'chol Zos Mashu Azai is my next page. Then you should think Hashem Baruch Nimtza Kan. Hashem Baruch is here. Hashem Baruch is here. Kelom Maloi Chalaretz Kavarda. Maloi Chalaretz Kavarda. The whole world, everything is filled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavod. Umi Ani L'Um Asai. And who am I compared to the Infinite One? Klum. V'im Kain Ma Yesh Li L'Hezgoz. Therefore, what is there for me to be misgoed? Now, Gaiva is not the same thing as feeling a sense of pride. The Midah of Teferis is focused on what was accomplished, not the person who accomplished it. Which means that I don't get carried away with myself to think that I was pulled something on my own, and therefore to become arrogant or haughty or to feel slighted if I'm not recognized. I feel the gratitude, I feel the contentment of having done Hashem's will, and the contentment of knowing that Hashem's will has nachas ruach from what I've done to serve Him, not that others should see, not that others should know, not to give me more of a feeling of entitlement, of arrogance, chas v'sholem. And it's tricky. It's tricky because there is a midah of teferis, that a person should feel a pride. But the pride is not as myself. I couldn't do this on my own bechlal. It's not even shaykh to do anything. The pride is that I was able to be mishtatev and to be mitzarev to this avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give nachas ruach to Hashem. It doesn't make a difference to me if other people recognize this or think about it, because I couldn't have done this, and the whole inyan is only an avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as far as my ego is concerned, my yesh li les goes. What's that to feel gaiva?
Speaking to me, Rebbe, a minute ago, you said that maybe the good feeling of I use my bechira in the right way.
Correct. And one should feel that.
But isn't that? How
that's not. That's what I'm saying. It's not. Line. I use my bechira in the right way to be an eved Hashem, and the fullness of that bechira is that I've also made the choice. I'm also making the choice to not get carried away with myself and to take this to a place that's going to spoil the good work that I just did for Hashem Yisbarach by making this kilo something that puts me ahead of others or that sets me apart from others. It's a very, very delicate balance to be able to stay focused. And the only way that's what we're learning is the only way that one can be in that healthy place is by reviewing over and over and over again that ein ol mevado, amuna, to have amuna with a behus, with a clarity to know that I couldn't do anything without Hashem Yisbarach at all. V'yarech lahargish ech Hashem Yisbarach nitzav alav, and to think strongly, and to go into this thought about how Hashem Yisbarach is here, is upon me. Where does the gaiva doesn't come in? So when a person has these holy thoughts, slowly the heart of a person becomes pure, becomes more refined. So that when his name is skipped over, it doesn't bother him at all. Adrab, the tzaddikim were always so happy when they were able to be hidden, when the name was skipped, when they weren't noticed. Not only that you don't become resentful, or you're not hurt, but you're mamish happy that HaKadosh Baruch was able to be center stage, and you were able to do something to serve him without expecting the recognition, without getting the covet. V'margish kina, or for example, if a person is feeling jealous, envy, yizbonin v'yishayne. A person has to think about this and to review this over and over. Sheyesh l'Hashem Yisbarach shefa b'li shir. You're feeling jealous because that person got a better job, or the person got a nicer house, or whatever it might be. You have to think and review over and over. Hashem Yisbarach is not Hashem Yisbarach. Yes, Hashem Yisbarach shefa b'li shir. Hashem Yisbarach has what each person needs. Hashem has to give. V'unayis l'kol echad, and he gives to each person exactly what he thinks that person should have. Es mashu tzarach l'shlemusa, and Hashem Yisbarach has decided that this is your allowance for now. You could try to daven and to explain or to present a case for why you could use more, but Hashem Yisbarach knows what you need, what we need for our shleimus, and if Hashem hasn't given you what that other person's inyan is, it's because you have your own personalized, custom designed program with Hashem for exactly what you need. Memeila barish ain li tzarach, b'meshiyesh l'shayni. Therefore, I don't need what the other person has. I don't need what that person has. Of course, each of these midas we could talk about for weeks, for months, each moment. But again, he's not talking about how to deal with kin. He's talking about a way of thinking, of emunah. And when a person's in this deep way of emuna, in this, and has this behirus of emuna, and everything revolves around ein od melvado, and b'chol drechecha de'ehu, then it preempts the ugliness of these midas surfacing. It just preempts them. And when that ugly mida of kinna, or whatever it is, or kas of atzlus, when it starts to come up, right away the emuna just shoots it down. Before that, it can't make its way into the mind, into the heart of a person who's filled with emuna. And if a person is lacking this emuna, is not thinking about emuna, so then there's very little that can be done, other than all kinds of, you know, methods and techniques that are just temporary, and as I said before, and will generally not work when there's something that's you know, bigger or more serious that comes up. V'chein mekach b'chol mida u'mida b'fnei atzma. Ki kol mida hi chelik b'fnei atzma b'nefesh adam v'tzarech lahamik bo es emuna. To use emuna as a weapon against each of these midas, u'b'zehi niskenes, and in such a way the mida can be repaired. Look at Kufayin Beis. And of course, we all have learned this over and over many times, that the pnimius of every midah is not bad. The inner essence and light of every midah is holy and pure. Chesed and glory and teferis and so on. So when I said before teferis, splendor and glory, that when it's not used in a healthy way, so of course there's It becomes an issue of gaivu. Gvura could also become that. Now, each of the midas, the essence of the midas is pure, is holy. It's tov mitzad atzma. Elokol mida efshel l'shtamish ba l'tov, efshel l'shtamish ba l'ra. But all of the midas could be used l'tov, it could be used l'ra. Years ago, we spent a lot of time on the Das Atzma Chashiyum from the Bilvavi, talking about this nakuda. The point that we're making here is that how does something that's so holy and pure, how is something that's so good as the midah of chesed, or the midah of gvur, these are midahs of elokus that a person has, that you and I have. What happened to that? Like how did that piece of elokus get so damaged, and had to become so dirtied? What happened to it? So the ikur service, I mean, this arose is hirak beglal havana l'nechana. It comes from a wrong way of thinking, not because we're bad people. Again, the midah is a midah tova. If you see somebody that he's meshuga, you know, with taivas, is this midah that he's a bal taiva? He's a tremendous bal taiva with that, with whatever it is, a computer, in union with people, the taiva, that comes from chesed, it comes to the midah of chesed. But the shorash of that is chesed, but he's not thinking about it. So he looks at himself as being a disgusting person, because he does disgusting things. So he defines himself as somebody who's disgusting. But that's not true, chas v'chalil, it's not true. Be'etzem, he's a bal chesed. But chesed, if it's not, if one doesn't think about that chesed that he has, that capacity for love that he has, or that need that he has to give, to love and to care and to connect to people and so on. If he doesn't think about it with behirus of amunah, with a clarity of amunah, so then that chesed goes into all kinds of crazy places, and then within a very short time he just looks at himself as being bad. He's bad. Coupled with the fact that he probably heard from a few different people along the way that anybody who does these things is bad, and is bad, is bad, is bad. And since he does these things, he's bad. But the sherish of that poor behavior, of course, is chesed. So the sherish is chesed. Chesed is a midah kadosh, it's the midah vahava. And we're going to see in the next parak, of course, there's a huge avodah in the Svar Makadoshim of halah is hamidah. It's a very hard avodah of lifting up the midas to a place of kedusha, but it all comes from a misunderstanding. Shnevas michoser behirus be'emuna. So the problem is that he's just thinking in a wrong way. He understands things in a distorted way, and as a result of that, he interprets his behavior in a completely wrong way. He has a complete misinterpretation of his behavior. That's not what it is. He is behaving terribly, and he needs to do tshuva. He needs to change. He needs to change his behavior. But the shorish of that poor behavior is holy and pure. That's the root of that behavior. That's what, and therefore, it's only by understanding that, and by thinking that, and by reviewing that over and over, and coming to that place inside of himself, can he really, really change. Or else he's trying to make adjustments in his behavior, or behavior modification. And again, there can be some changes and improvements. Of course, there are all kinds of good kunsten, you know, but they're kunsten. All the books that are written about midas, whether they're in English and Hebrew, they're all kunsten. There's no word in English for kunst, but you know what I mean. What's a kunst? They're like tricks.
Hacks, they call them.
What?
They call them hacks.
Yeah?
Methods.
I think.
Yeah. Okay, it's a nice way. Methods is nice. It's nice. But they help. There's an effectiveness to it. If you have a person that's addicted, Lorraine, whether to a drug or to something, he's addicted to drinking, to smoking, to bad stuff. the shorish of addiction, the shorish of that addiction is not something which is disgusting. It's a behavior that needs to be addressed. Now there are methods. There are different ways of addressing that. But the shorish of it is a misinterpretation of who he is and his life. It's a misunderstanding. It's a misunderstanding. He doesn't understand something. There's something that's off in his way of thinking. And that can be corrected. There are different methods of controlling and modifying that have proven to be helpful, for sure. But the shurish is something that's in the Abba and the Ima, that's in Chachma and Bina. There's something wrong in the shurish. There's something wrong. And when the person is able to think in a healthy way, I know Menachem, you correct me, you do this with Chavra all the time. Menachem's working with people for how many years? But if you're able to think in a different way, to change your way of thinking, you can change your way of behaving. It's not that you're etzem this person. Like, you know, some people tell me all the time, discussing the life, and I like talking to some guy, and I said, you know, your wife wants to divorce you because of the stuff that you're doing. You want to talk about it? So he says, I have an addictive personality. Shine. That's it. What do you want to do about that? Your wife's leaving you. You got a lot of kids. What do you want to do? You want to stay married? You love your wife? I love my wife. You love your kids? I love my kids. So what do you want to do about it? So until the person is ready to consider thinking differently and to undergo help and treatment to be able to think differently. Now, there could be a lot of trauma. There could be a lot of thick klipas in this person's life. But the uptight of a Jew is not that he's an addict. He's a Jew. He's a Yid. And is the Yid that means that he has within him all the midas of Elokus, all the midas, all the spheres, and that's the uptight of who he is. He's a Yid that's struggling with these types of behavior. And he can be helped, but ultimately, no matter what methods are used to help him, there needs to be a new and healthy way of thinking. A new and healthy way of thinking, of understanding himself, of understanding who he is and what his koiches are, and to think differently. And that the source of all of this is to live in a place of Ein Ol Milvado, of Hashem Yisbar, to have that behirus of Amunah. Taino Amida Atzma Ein Ara. I'm not an addict. I certainly am acting in such a way. But the etzem of this need that I have, or the shurish of my behavior, comes from one of the midas, one of the spheres of kedusha. Ela hisoris shela haisa b'makom lo nachon. The problem is that the hisoris of this mida, in the case of this person that's carrying on, let's say, with women or something, the hisoris is b'makom lo nachon. The hisoris of this mida is the wrong in the wrong way, the wrong time, in the wrong place. But the mida itself is the mida of kedusha. V'zuha nekuda shel habaya, and that's the nekuda of the problem, not the mida itself. Even when it comes to kin and to kas and to covet, all of these things have the sherish of all of these midas are in kedusha. But how and when they're being used is when the mind just goes off, and obviously the heart that hasn't yet been purified. So that combination of an incorrect, inaccurate way of thinking, together with a heart that has been very, very, very much damaged by years of inappropriate behavior, feelings, and so on, that combination creates a mitzvah where a person feels that he's out of control. I simply cannot. I can't change. I'm not able to change. Back on top. Omnam, hashlav harishon b'melchamta shel adam. The first shlav. Therefore, the first stage in the melchama, in the war. The first shlav in the melchama. Hu sha'achrei shu chash u'margish ezamid ror b'libo. The second that you feel that covet coming up, like when your ears are getting. You feel your ears getting red, like because your name was skipped, right? That's a silly example, but it's a very common thing. And your ears start to get red, and there's that, you know, there's that hisoris that you feel that beginning of that of that ugliness of gaiva or you know that you feel that the aliyah is coming to you and the gabi like walked right past you. You know, he has a little thing to give out, and he's holding it, and he's standing there, and he's heading. You know, he's heading towards you down the aisle, and you're getting ready. You know, you straight your arm, necktie on, but you know, you get yourself all ready. He's got that silver or that gold little plate, right? And he's heading down the aisle, and you're thinking like humming. When Achashverosh is standing there with the horse, right? And you're waiting to come to the plate, and you just you don't want to show everybody how, so you don't hold out your hand for it, but you're waiting and you're looking and you have that good feeling that this probably looks like shishi, shlishi or shishi for sure. After all, I'm el chofetz biyikari. So. And then the guy and the guy by smiling, it looks like he's making eye contact with you, but it's the guy behind you, and he goes right past you and he gives the plate, you know, to the guy behind you. Or when it comes, you know, to being a Baal Tefila, and you have a cheshbon. Nobody asked me to daven like for the last, you know, I think it's like the last 7 weeks, 4 days, 3 hours. No one asked me to daven for the omer, and it's hard for me to believe after the last time they heard me, they said it. That I'm the Yossel Rosenblatt of this congregation, and nobody asked me, and so the guy's again. Here's the guy. He's coming. It's before davening, and it looks like it's going to be the call. The only shaila is a shachris, a musaf, but it's for sure, I'm getting the call, and they right past you. There's that unbelievable feeling, that his iris, that second that there's that. And that disappointment, together with the gaiva and the anger, that toxic mix of all that stuff, you know, and then how then my father did that to me, and my rebbe did that to me, and God does that to me, and Gabbai does that to me, and all that stuff, all the time while you're smiling and saying Matovu Alecha Yaakov, you know, you start to daven. All that you got to put on a happy face. And then when the guy comes back from his aliyah, shkoyach, he's right behind you, shkoyach, and you're thinking, I can't believe they gave to this guy. It's on top of that. Who is he anyway? he got my aliyah. Well, these things that they're silly, but they're painful, and nobody can talk about them. You know, you're embarrassed to even tell your wife about it. You know, because you know your wife will think you're a lunatic. So you're embarrassed to tell your wife about it. And you just cook in these inyanim, and you go through life like cooking in these things, and therefore, hashlav harishon, the first shlav in the milchama. When there's that ding that goes off, that first is not when it already gets all complicated and deep and advanced. And all. When there's that first disorders, right away there's that first disorders. The focus yishlot al ma'isa. The first thing is, not to say anything, not to do anything. That's the first thing. She yishloit al ma'aser. You can make a face at the gabbai, or whatever it is, or to walk out of shul. People do that all the time. I don't know if they made a study of how many people that walk into shul march out and being upset or angry. Don't do anything when you feel that way. That's the first thing, because it's a mistake. Because this whole thing is a mistake. So the worst thing is to act upon a mistake. That's the worst thing, because then when you do that. You dig in. Don't do anything. So the first thing is, now that's not so easy, because you feel like protesting, or you feel like making a scene. And this example I'm giving the shul is a klinika compared to stuff that goes on in the house with a wife and husband. That's I'm just going easy on us. But when it comes in the house, these inyanimus, they're because it's the easiest thing to let loose. Because with a gaba, you're embarrassed because you're trying to, because part of your covet is that you have to show that you're a dignified person. So you're not going to say, what's the matter with you? You know, you're such a rasha, how come you didn't give me the amr, you didn't give me the... So what with your wife? Yeah, you can tell exactly what you think. You can tell exactly what you think. So not to act upon it, not to say anything, not to do anything. The ikalei es v'kshoysa b'soich libo, to imprison, to hold it back. Because you're going to say something or do something that's pushed wrong. It comes from a twisted way of thinking, and you might not regret it because you could be a person that's very lost in that Indian. But you certainly, if you're not regretted in this world, you're going to regret it in the next world, and even in this world, it's just going to get you in worse and worse and deeper into this problem, to this Indian. So the first thing is, don't do anything and don't say anything. So everybody has heard many times the famous thing they say from the Noam HaLemelech Susi Elena, that the Noam HaLemelech said, because somebody was wondering, that it was amazing how he never ever got upset or angry and he was the way. So somebody asked the Noam HaLemelech about that, and the Rebbe said that he has an Indian to get upset. But he took upon himself that whenever there was a hisoris of that, so in the house, he was talking about, in the house, he said he would always, before he said anything or do anything, he would go up to the next floor of the house and he would put on a certain coat that he has in the closet somewhere. And then after he would put on the coat and he would come downstairs, then he would say what's on his mind. So he said then the first few times I did that, but then after a little bit of time, when I was already halfway up to the closet, so I already was, it was ridiculous, and I don't even know if he actually meant that. He was just saying as a marshal of what we're talking about. Don't react. It's easier said than done. But the Rebbe was saying is that to try to find ways of holding yourself back and to delay, hold back. Don't say anything and don't do anything right now. Because whatever you're going to say and do is puzzle. It's just puzzle. It's damaged goods. If you're gonna talk now, or if you're going to do something now, it's going to be damaged. And it's very likely going to cause damage as well to other people if it's a matter of interaction. So you call this fixture bizarre libo, okay gone. If somebody's getting you upset. Now, you have to be careful with that. Because there is a way that a person gets back at somebody by not saying anything. And that's not an ace either. That's also, so here, that could be just your way of showing the greatest anger is by being, showing that you're indignant and walking away. So that's not a mahalach. So imachisim also, the Torah is not to, here it's tricky also, because it's not a matter of being, oftentimes it's not a matter of being silent. Sometimes yes, but sometimes, yana b'kol nomuch regiyah. Even though you feel like screaming, you feel like getting excited, and that's you feel it very strongly inside of you to get excited. But to begin to with answering in a way that's nomuch or brigia, to speak quietly and calmly. It's like the Rabbi Melech with his coat, and by doing that, you already break. It's a major breakthrough with this klipa, because if that first moment, you're able to have the presence of mind and to take a deep breath and to ready respond in a way. That doesn't mean you say quietly, "I'm going to kill you." That's not what he's talking about. But to be able to speak the kol nomuch uberigia in a calm way, in a gentle way. Ubezel kras shoivra saklipa. That's already a huge clap to that klipa. Because you're ready. The reason it's a tremendous clap, because you are not under its jurisdiction. You are telling the klipa, ani lo shelcha, I don't belong to you. You told me to give this guy a mishaberuch and to put him in his place. Ani lo shelcha, ani lo shamel. I don't belong to you, and I'm not listening to you. I don't belong to you. I don't belong to you. I belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Echad yachad miyuchad hu imi hu etzli, he's here. You're not a baldover, I'm not a baldover, he's the one that runs the world. Why is it that I had to hear this? This hashgach that Hashem wanted me to hear this. Why is it that you made that choice? That's between you and Hashem, not me and Hashem. That's between you and Hashem. Why you made this choice to do this thing to me, or to say this thing to me, or about me? And by not reacting the way you felt like reacting, then you're immediately taking that midah and pulling it back into the world of Kedusha. Because you're right away saying, I don't belong to the Sitra Achra. I don't belong. I'm not in the Rishus of the Klipa. I don't belong to the other side. I belong to the Sitra of the Kedusha. I belong to the side of Kedusha. I don't belong to the other side. I belong to Hashem Zbar. Chesed Gvur Tiferes Netzach Haid Yisai Demachos. I don't belong to, in Kedusha, I don't belong to the Klipa. Therefore, I'm not going to react the way that the Klipa wants me to react. Because once the Klipa sees that he doesn't have that way of controlling you, so then he moves on. So I remember when I was very little, when I would have like a mosquito bite or something like that. So my father would see me scratching. I was, from the time I was very little, I would scratch. My father would say to me, "Ignore it." And he'll ignore it, and it's not going to bother you. I said, but it itches. My father says, "Just ignore it, and it's not going to bother you." And I still go with that, and it works. It works. Ignore it. You're not in its rishus. You break through the klipa of that inyan. You break through if the worst thing is that first moment. That first moment. And if you don't give into that moment, and you're able to hold on to your machshava, of emunah, and you don't give in, so then right away, the klipa just falls apart. It melts. Kia klipa's armis. Because the whole inyan of the klipa is the fiyah sheker shalhan, is to use that is to get you to believe in that false, that phony narrative. Shetzarach luchos al kazeh dover. The klipa is telling you that this is a situation that demands your anger. You should be angry and you should stand up for yourself. Or whatever you have to stand up for. But this is a situation that calls for anger. And the feeling is that I must react. But by not scratching and not going for the bait, because that's what the klipa does. It just wants you to go for that bait and to bite, to go for it. And by not going for that, ena shemer lahem, veina misnag bekas, and you're not reacting with anger. You could, if there's something that you have at this point and that was wrong with that individual did, and you want to point out something, it's already a huge thing if you could discuss it instead of getting angry and speak in a rational and gentle way. Veina misnag bekas, bezehu mevazo esam. By doing that, you are mevaza the klipas. You are disgracing, embarrassing, humiliating, and breaking the klipa. Because the klipa was ineffective. Is the whole thing the klipa wants is that you should lose it. That's the whole thing the klipa wants. You should lose it. Umadiya shahem sheker. And by your not reacting the way that the klipa wants, because the klipa says this is the only way that you can deal with this, and you're saying you're a liar. That's sheker. Your whole inyan is sheker. It's not true. It's not true. And the same is with all of the midas. You covered all of this. It's sheker. And if you break through that first moment, and you're able to hold on to your thoughts that first moment, so when the gabbai passes by and goes to the next guy, and to come to that place of Meloi Chalaris Kavaydai, and what's the whole inyan of covet, and what's the whole inyan of davening for the omen. You think about how people go so crazy with davening for the omen. Which I don't have a taiva for that. And there are people, and I haven't had a daven for the omen, I don't have a taiva for that. There are people that are less talented than me, but they do have a taiva for that. So it's a very strong taiva, the inyan for the omen. But if a person thinks about it, the whole thing of the omen is to serve Hashem as Baruch. It's just to serve Hashem. That's what it's there for. That thing is there to lead the tzibur in giving honor and glory to Hashem. And there's nothing that's more abused, there's no piece of furniture that's more abused in the building than that beautiful omer that's standing before the thing that says Dalef Nemiata. Right? And there's nothing that's more beautiful than that. It's the most beautiful piece of furniture in the shul. You have the Aron Kodesh, you have the omer, and this guy is going into this horrible place inside of himself over what? Over what? Over the omer. Over the omer. It's just the serve Hashem is for. It's so bizarre. If a person is in a place of machshava, this is what Hashem wants me to do, and then he's going to get up there, and he's going to get up there, and he's going to start gargling Yakum Purkin after you made a whole scene. And I grew up my whole life watching this. All of us have seen this. Like people that hurt other people that insult the gabbai, people do all kinds of things and make scenes, and then the guy goes up and gives a smile and says, Keseh Yitn Lucha Hashem. And it could be Yom Nerayim too. It's not limited to regular Shabbos. It's not only Pashas Nosso, Baloscha. I want to make sure it's yourself covered. It could be Rosh Hashanah Kippur is the worst time. And it's always followed up with things like, because he did it despite me, he knows how much this means to me, I'm so much better than the other guy when it comes to davening. Because you could have given much more cover to Hashem. If they would have given you the Amid, you would have brought much more glory to Hashem than the guy that they chose. Think about it. How bizarre it is. How irrational it is. How it's saturated with apikorsis and kfira. The whole machshava is filled with kfira, with apikorsis. It's a midah. It's not seichel. And if you could, and it's all sheker. Hashem wants you to come to the Amid. The Amid is saying, get away from me. The Amud would a million times rather have some humble Jew that's in the back that comes over there and has your Shemaim and says, Asher Yisrael Yisrael, that some Baal Gaiva that's standing over there thinking that the women are listening to him sing or something. What do you think the Amud wants? What do you think the Baruch Shalom wants? And he goes up to the Amud. The Amud is saying, Harchek me, many. Leave me, go away from me, get away from me. And he stands over there with his keser. It's just, and it's all wrong. It's sheker. It's all sheker. And when you can break through that first moment and say, this is ridiculous, this is sheker. The Omer is there for Avodas Hashem. The Omer is there to give cover to Hashem. The biggest insult to Hashem is that I should feel this way and act this way. That's the biggest insult to Hashem. And on top of everything, with this anger and with all of this, I'm going to then go up to the Omer and daven to Hashem and to lead the tzibur. Think about it. It's crazy. But that's how it works. And when you break through the insanity, then the klipa, the whole shek of the klipa falls. And then you see it for what it is. That's an absurdity. It's just ridiculous. It's absurd. Same, the guy wants to go up to the Sefer Torah. What do you want to go up to the Sefer Torah for? You didn't have an aliyah in 3 weeks or something, so you want to go up to the Sefer Torah. What do you want to go over? What do you want to do over there? If it's you want to give honor to Hashem, you're an Eved Hashem, you want to say a brach of the Torah. You're so serious about all the brachas you made. You made a brach of Torah this morning when you were home, when you went to shul, whatever your minig is, and you made a brach of Torah. But you're so excited about a brach of Torah. Why is it your brach of Torah that you made at home is not good? Nobody's competing with you at home when you make a brach of Torah. When you get to shul, no one's taking your brach of Torah when you get to shul. Oh, because you want to go in front of the whole tzibur. Because if you go in front of a whole tzibur, even though it could be that there are 10 Jews and 9 out of 10 of them are deaf or something, it doesn't make a difference. They'll see that I'm standing up there and that the shul recognizes how great a person I am, and therefore I was called up to the Sefer Torah. It's because of the brach. The brach is so important to you. You can make a nice shahakal too. No, it's not the brach. It's the kavod. It's all sheker. And so what are you doing? You're going there to serve Hashem's brach? To give cover to Hashem, and we're not embarrassed. You go up to the Sefer Torah, and you're oozing with gaiva, and you stand there, it's dripping. Your gaiva is dripping all over the Sefer Torah. It's a pellet that the Baal Korach can't even read the words because your gaiva had messed up the whole Sefer Torah. Okay. It's all over the Sefer Torah. You're dripping with gaiva because you made the gabbai feel bad, and you told him, I didn't get the. It's already a few weeks. I didn't get the liya. I'm sure you're keeping your cheshmer. And then you go, up happily to the Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah is covered with your gaiva. And that's what Hashem wanted. No, of course not. So the whole thing is a mistake. It all goes back to just a mistake in thinking. That's how you're giving cover to Hashem. So when a person is able to hold on to that second, that first second, sheker, megalah shaklipa sheker. He says, that's why, even though you might, at the very first second, you can't control your heart. Your heart is still like hurting. That first second, that pain, it's a lot. At least don't act. Don't give in to act according to what the klipa wants. Don't speak. Don't go to that place. You're making a statement. The klipa is sheker. Crazy. This is just a sheker. It's totally crazy. And the emes is that it's ridiculous to get angry over this. It's just ridiculous to get angry over something like this. It's infinitely, apparently at that moment, it's infinitely more important for you to be a gever, for you to be a person that's in control of yourself, then for him to have you go up to the Omer, to go up to the Sefer Torah. Obviously, that's what Hashem wants. And that's more important for Hashem, that you should, at that moment, that's how you should serve him. How do you serve Hashem right now? By being in control of yourself, not by davening for the Omer. That's how Hashem wants you to serve him. Serve him in the way that he wants you to, not the way that you want to. So, by serving Hashem in the way that he wants you to, and taking that Avodah Zarah out of yourself, that then, at least by not acting upon that feeling that you have, you're already making a huge clap. You're giving to the klipa, a tremendous clap. The klipa already is a lo yuslach. The klipa already here is a lo yuslach. It's already moves on to the next person. Moves on to the next person. That's the beginning of the milchama. Okay, we continue.